Social Geeks Episode 2. Mento My Info is under contract negotiations for sponsors, so if you want a contract negotiation, we will gladly accept it still. Otherwise, Episode 2 is ready. Welcome, everyone, to Episode 2 of The Social Geeks. Corvita, are you around there somewhere?
I'm here.
You're there, so I want to thank everyone first for all your comments on the last one. They apparently liked you better.
Why wouldn't they?
Well, right. I see where this one's going today already. Someone did ask, do we rehearse? Do we talk about it? No. We actually just pick a site, agree what site we're going to do, and then go for it. So I have no clue what you're going to say today. It frightens me quite often.
My opinions aren't that bad.
They're not bad.
They're pretty helpful.
But real quick, hey, you are like the new big star. You are all over the place. We should tell everybody, right? You're on
yes.
Read Write Web. You are on, I think you're on a billboard out front of my office, actually.
yeah, that was me in the Calvin Klein pics.
Right, hosting some local events.
I'm writing for Read Write Web now, contributor. And
can you say that fast? Can you say that fast? Read Write Web? Can you say it fast?
Read Write Web.
Okay, see, most people can't.
Well, if I had to say it again, I would probably mess up.
What
so
else?
So don't say that. That's
what
not
else?
Another five times real fast thing.
What else?
Oh, this one is actually the Social Geeks exclusive. I'm officially working for a Guidewire group. There'll be more details on exactly what I'm doing in a blog post on She Geeks. So, yeah, look out for that.
So everybody knows I'm as her unofficial manager, I take a cut of everything.
10%.
10%. I'm yet to see a check through anything, including PayPal. Nothing. Not a dime.
We're working on it. We're working on it.
Yeah, right.
All my people will talk to your people, and we'll get it all sorted out.
We are peopleless. We don't even have an advertiser yet. Peopleless.
We're peopleless, yes.
Peopleless. All right, so tell them the site for today.
The site for the day is Mento. You can check it out at mento.info. I like the way that rhymes.
No. Mento.com was taken, apparently, by somebody. I guess not them. And no one can find it, first of all, because it's .info, which is, it's a new domain, I should say, top-level domain, but not everybody knows about it. You say Mento, they try .com, maybe .net if you're lucky, but .info, even though it rhymes, no one can find the darn site, so I can't.
But at least once you find it, you'll remember it because you'll mento.info. It rhymes.
Okay, moving on. We don't agree. Hopefully, they buy the name for .com, or they find the person that has it and actually get their hands on it. And we hope it isn't the candy company.
Hopefully.
Which it might be, because I know some people are already saying, Mentos. No, it's just M-E-N-T-O. All right, so I don't remember which one of us found the site, but reading it, it was supposed to be a cool new way, to share and send links
to friends. And it either the friends could be a part of Mento or not. It doesn't really matter. You can email it or just send it to someone in the net.
But you won't get a click return, and we'll talk about that, if they're not part of Mento, correct?
Correct.
Okay. You fire up the page, basic, clean, very nice. Easy to read. You got to scroll a lot. They did make you scroll a lot. But the idea is it's a button for your browser. You store your shared links just like Digo, just like a Delicious, just like any of the other billion other ones. But they integrate and wrote a Facebook app, Twitter integration, and even, groups and tagging all built into one little interface.
Yep. Tumblr, friend feed also, Delicious, Magnolia.
Yeah, I saw Magnolia on there. There's probably some other ones in there we haven't seen yet. I bet if we get in there.
Yeah, more are coming soon. They did state that there's more on the way. FriendFeed is actually a recent addition to the integrations that they have.
Right, and well, one cool thing they did is you can track, instead of asking, they put it on their homepage. I send you a link, which we constantly are sending links across. Instead of knowing, did you read it yet? This will show me that you clicked it, first of all. But the screenshot part was pretty cool. Have you played with that yet?
No, I haven't.
When I'm on the page and I use their little integration to post it, to Mento, you can actually grab a screenshot of the link you're sharing. So you can drag across any part of the page and it'll put it as part of the link that you get sent. You didn't see that?
I didn't.
Gosh, I love giving. Okay. I love new stuff. It works with Firefox only on Windows or Mac. It's not IE supported. but you can actually go in and say, oh, this is a cool part of the site, screenshot.
I need to play with that.
You need to play with that. All right, so we sign in. Let's start there. We sign in. We already know what the site's supposed to do. So now you either have a username or an email address for your login, right? Take your pick. It's like most of the other sites right now. They're giving you an option to either pick a name or actually use your just your email address. You do need an invitation still. It's not open to the public. We should probably put that out there. You still need an invitation, but it takes you to, right, your homepage.
Yes, and on your homepage, if you have a network already in place, you'll see the recent updates in your network, and you'll see the users and the number of updates next to each username, which I thought was pretty cool. Like, Chris doesn't have any updates, so there's nothing next to his name.
Neither do you.
I have two other, there's two other people in my network that have three or two updates.
Yep.
I thought that was a pretty cool thing, so you don't have to keep checking back to your friend's page to see. Even though you already have a recent updates, you see a list of a mixture of all your friends and what they recently sent to Mento. But I thought the recent updates was a pretty neat feature just for checking it out in case you don't feel like constantly clicking on a friend's page to see if they've updated like I would do with Chris in order to badger him.
Right, exactly. So, now, tell them, you get three areas. You get a homepage, you get a Mento mix, they're calling it. But at the top, it's your links, your network, and your channels. So there's groupings and channels of people you don't know that aren't in your network that can come together and send links through a channel, which I kind of expected. They're like simple group sharing. So you can change that around. Icons and colors, I noticed that you can change around. But
yes, you can customize the profile.
Yeah, the customize the profile, but the weird thing was right off the bat is they prompt you right away to scan your Facebook friends and see if any of them have this application already installed or if they're part of it. And I don't know how many they got last. Well, I didn't get a lot of them. Yeah, I saw that it's on the front part. So they actually, you know, kind of push you in to scan Facebook to see if you get it. Of course, it tries to add the application to your Facebook profile, which I think.
No, I always skip those things. I don't like too many of those integrations because I don't like to give out my password. That's just me personally. So I usually
skip it. Well, features. Here's an example, a Paris map. I got a link from one of the people in my network that had someone found a link to this cool Paris map that was done up. Well, guess what? They used the screenshot tool, so there's a screenshot of it as well as the link to it. So you get a little bit of everything with it, which I think is pretty cool. You haven't played for it
yet.
So
talk about
the function. You've used it a lot because you already badger me about the thing. The functionality, do you think it's easy to use so far?
So far, yes. I actually love using the bookmark for the Firefox, the Firefox extension. I think it's pretty easy, pretty quick, and it allows you to not only, it gives you the option, you can, of course, share it to your page and with your friends, but it also lets you share it with your groups. You can keep it private. Oh, and there's the post with screenshot. Also, the bookmarklet allows you to see some of the latest updates in your network right from the bookmarklet, which I thought was pretty cool, too. The usability, it's pretty simple. It's not at all complicated, not at all hard. But there isn't anything quite, you know, exciting or innovative about it. It's just like every other bookmarking site.
Yeah, that's true.
In terms of usability.
Their Firefox extension was updated just like a week ago. Their extension for IE was updated way back in April. And there's even a bookmarklet, which you can drag up to your toolbar that I saw in there. Now, something you may not have seen yet that I found really cool was not only can I build my own custom page that, you know, has the color I want and whatever else look and feel I want, but they built in filtering. So I can now actually filter, like if I don't want certain topics from you, I can make a filter. It says any post from you on Twitter get blocked from my mix of incoming links. So you can actually now filter what links you have coming in from groups, from channels, and from people.
I had no clue about that. How did you find this out before I did?
Because unlike you, I actually look at the site. So, okay, good. Moving on. You can export your links outside automatically. Friend feed now. You can actually hook to friend feed. If you didn't see that, you can export straight into friend feed. We know about Delicious, you said Tumblr, Magnolia, but friend feed is a cool one too. So now I can dump my links. As soon as I put them in Mento, it'll actually populate friend feed.
Great. More noise to add to friend feed.
Yeah, we'll get there. We'll get to noise in a little bit. Now, past that point, you pretty much, they do date everything for you, which is cool. People can rate the links that you give. Like I gave one when I first started using it a few weeks ago, and someone gave it a plus and made a comment on it. So that's kind of interesting that you can actually then comment. But now, as you said, this moves the noise to another place.
More comment fragmentation?
More comment fragmentation. And I don't see anywhere on the site yet, nowhere, that there's an RSS output. You have to use their hooks to go across to the other networks. Like, basically, you're waiting for them to build the interface and hooks before you can actually import it. Like, I couldn't draw an RSS feed natively out of this and push it into Twitter feeds or something like that.
Wow, that's crazy. And they need to get with it.
Yeah, and it looks like if you go to your network inside of it, you know, your links are your links, but if you go to your network, what's interesting is they did follow a friend feed thing. Not only do you have the people that are in there, but you also get to see the ability to add and invite friends, but people you might know. So apparently it's following that mantra that says, well, we've got a bunch of people that you might know. Take a look at them and add them if you want to. And it gave me, I don't even know how many people are on this page, but it gave me a whole bunch of people on this page of people you might know. I don't know why I'd know some of these people. Maybe it's something that they linked the same as I did. But I guess the main guy that runs this is that Gregor. Who has
he's at the top of my list.
He's at the top of mine, too. He has over 2,000 links built into the system already, so I'm presuming he is the man. So maybe we'll hear from him when this is done.
Hopefully.
So what do you think about the UI?
The UI, I'm a UI fanatic, so I love it. I like the simplicity. I personally think a lot of services are moving towards the what I like to call the Google UI, because it's very simple. Not too many things are going on. It's not cluttered. That, in turn, allows me to just go to the site, do what I need to do, and get going. Especially for someone of my popularity, it's important to just be able to get it and go. And Minto definitely helps with that. The UI is nicely organized. You don't really need a tour, which I like. They give you a tour anyways on the front page before you even sign up. But once you get into the site, you don't need a tour for anything. Everything is laid out. It's intuitive. So I thought that was a really good thing. I like the UI a lot. What did you think?
I thought it was clean. They, you know, did the white background. They made it bright. They made it easy. Every new section you click into, they give you a little help on the screen, it seems like, or a little walkthrough. So they make you understand how to use it before just dumping you in there and finding the help yourself. And like you said, there is a tour also, but they kind of tell you what you need to do, which is nice to see. They built in some really cool hidden things. Giving like channels tags that you can post to a whole channel at once just by using the proper tag methodology. So there's some things you need to learn to actually utilize everything that it offers, and that's something I know I'm not doing, is there's no way I'm using everything that you can do. Because you can create your own things, your own channels, start building your own networks, you can invite people in, but until you learn all the pieces that it offers, there's no way that you'll be able to effectively use every piece of it. And that's a big part of a lot of sites, is it does so much now, you've got to read everything about it.
Well, that kind of, just going off of that, wouldn't that be a bit of a hindrance to using the site, having so much to do and really so little time to do it all? Why create a site that the users can't effectively use everything that you have to offer right then and there?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I don't doubt that, but I'd always expect there to be more that it can do than I'd ever utilize. It does that now. FriendFeed does more than I utilize. Well, Twitter really can't, but there's not much more to do.
Twitter definitely can't.
No, so it does more than utilize, but that's the whole point. It's got to be easy to find. The help has to be there, or maybe even a tour. And something they don't do, and we didn't bring up last time, is a suggestion. Like it says, hey, have you tried doing this based upon actions you're doing? No one builds in a suggestion idea.
Well then something Minto's got something for going for it then on that note.
Yeah, and you can create
the tours that they give, or the little help tips, that definitely helps a lot. And even to, because I know with FriendFeed, some of their functionality and some of their features is kind of hidden. Like, people don't discover it until they ask a question on FriendFeed and somebody's like, oh, yeah, they have it and it's here, but it's off to the side where no one can really find it. However, on Minto, they kind of at least brief you with what you can do every time you click on, you know, a different link.
Okay.
So I think that's a pretty good thing also, just to, like, keep in mind, even though whether or not you may not use it, at least you now know that it does exist.
Can you post in from Twitter to the site?
I don't think so. I don't think so. You'd have to use the bookmarklet. You can't Twitter, you know, add Minto, add this.
Well, it's weird, though. It says a lot of them, the way they're posted, like here's one that was posted via Minto, and here's one that says via Twitter. So I was just wondering if you could go backwards. I just didn't know about it, but possibly not. So we'll go with it that way. We'll go for now that we have no clue exactly how it works. You can sort apparently by your tags, people that give pluses to it. So I guess it's like a mini rating system that you can do. You can favorite certain sites. I've seen it'll show you the number, the most visited sites, things like that that you can also do. The networks. So there's a whole bunch. Like I said, there's a lot to the interface that's really not there. It's very clean. It's kind of just kind of sits there to the side. Unless you click on it, you would never possibly know that it even existed.
True. I can definitely agree with that.
What I'd like to see on here that I haven't found, and it may be here, is a public top page where I can see other things people I don't know have posted. So maybe I like something that they posted and I want to add them to my network. Sort of like a public page in friend, you know, friend feed, public page on Twitter, or public page on Dig. You can go and see the overall flow of everything that's coming in and then decide, oh, I like everything this person's posted. Let me add them to my network or follow a group that they're in. Maybe it's a group. I can't do that with this.
Yeah, that would be a great addition to the service. I can definitely see that being useful instead of just going through, like you said, when you click on your network, they give you a list of people you might know. Instead of going through that, that would be a better alternative to just going through a list of people that you have no clue about. Because any of their latest links, you would have to go through each profile individually in order to see, which can be time-consuming. Some of these people have over 300 links.
Yeah.
So yeah, a public timeline definitely would be beneficial.
True. And the ads are they're not very intrusive on what you're doing. They're kind of hidden to the side. So they do run some Google ads on the side, but they're very small and they blend in. They actually change coloring based upon your color preferences also. So they blend into the page really well. You barely see them. I was wondering how they're going to do it otherwise and make money from the site. So I guess they're going to do, you know, ad-driven type revenue.
It's nice though, at least because I barely even notice it half the time. I do see it, but the blend in part with the colors and the whole CSS scheme that you might have set up for your profile definitely makes it easier to not be bothered by them. So I can definitely agree with that also.
Yeah, most definitely. I was going to say, I'm beginning, as I scroll through some of these other links people have put up, I am loving the screenshot ability that it's not just a link and some text, it's actually giving me a shot of exactly where they're trying to take me. So I'm loving that feature of the site.
Well, that is, I need to get into that, the screenshot. I need to get into that. One of the things I'm particularly loving about Mento is the search feature. It's just a little more useful for me because for the site, my purpose for using the site, I search for several different things as far as the tags go. And the search allows you to search through your own links. You can search through your mix. You can search through links of another user in another channel, in another group, anything in your inbox, because these links can be emailed to you also. I definitely like the search a lot, and also you can search for people too, but I don't see what I would at least me personally, I think I know everyone who would be on Mento in my network. But the search features, the way the results are displayed after you search for something, it's a really nice UI.
And you know what, they actually have, I just found, a bookmarklet that'll let you do the screen capture also, take the image, not just the whole extension point for the browser, but they actually have a bookmarklet that'll let you do the Mento post with an image inside of it. So they've got a lot of tools that are hidden in there that you're going to have to dig around if you guys are going to use the site to take full advantage of it, most definitely.
So usability is?
Usability is good. It's clean, it's fast, it works. It's a matter of knowing where everything is. Their tools area probably just needs to be updated to reflect all the tools they have coming in. They're building it into different parts of the site, but you don't find it easily in the tools section. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely.
So I didn't know about this new bookmarklet until I tried to launch the little bookmarklet for just sharing on Mento. I was going to do a test, and it popped up and said, oh, you can also grab an image if you have this bookmarklet, and you could drag that across. That should have been in the tools area, and I would have used that one first instead of using this one.
Well, I just found out, since I don't use advanced options for search, but they also allow you to search only from a particular website, which I think would be very useful if you're only searching for links from, let's say, the Social Geeks, or just anywhere, Read Write Web, New York Times, whatever it may be. That would be a really good feature, just to go through any links that have been shared on the site, because this isn't Google now. This isn't going to give you a result of everything across the web just from Mento, but it'll be pretty nice to see. Like, if you want to just be narcissistic and check what links have been shared from your site. You know, I think that's a pretty good feature. And you can also search for whom it might have been sent to or received from. I think that's a nice touch to the search feature also.
Okay.
But like you said, you got to keep digging around, which sucks.
Yeah, you've got to dig. So what do you think about the stickiness of the site, the final part there, the stickiness itself?
The stickiness is, aside from the bookmarklet, there's nothing really sticky about it. I like it because the community that they have, even though it's relatively small, some of the links that I've been finding within my mix have been great, great finds. And it's a nice variety, these are people who I really don't know outside of Mento, besides you. I don't really know some of the people who I added as friends, like on Twitter or something like that. So it's kind of a good way to stretch outside of your own personal social network. So you kind of get a different perspective on what else is going on the web outside of your own network. Like, we're all in our own little bubble, to say, for friend feed and Twitter. Most of the people who I have on friend feed, I also have on Twitter, and vice versa.
Well, there you go. That's it. What's the rating? What are you going to give it?
I'm going to give it... What are you
going
to give it?
I'm going straight up the middle again. It's a bastard sauce, right up the middle. It's got to be, because it's not sticky. It's not drawing me back every day. There's something missing that's saying I need to be at this site using it more often. Maybe it's because I haven't played with it enough, but a lot of sites I find that when I like them right away, I'll start using them more and more, and then find out if it becomes an everyday part of my tool set. You're not using it every day.
Do you think maybe it needs more? I look, the last time I used it was on Sunday. Monday I took a break from the internet, so I have been using it quite a bit.
Your break is like 38 minutes.
That's a long time.
That's what I figured. You've got an affliction.
38 minutes. 30 minutes, 38 minutes. That's enough time for at least 50 new articles to hit in Google Reader. Okay. That's a lot of time.
What are you going to rate it then? We're getting close to time. What are you doing?
I'm going to give it a bastard sauce. I love the bookmarklet. I love the functionality. I love the site design. But there's no reason for me to keep coming back. Like, the community is nice, but it's small. And maybe if it grows more, I could up it to an awesome sauce rating. But for now, the community is just a little too small for me to want to keep coming back to it. So that's your sauce. That's my rating. That's your sauce.
All right. So another one's dipped. We can't say anymore. It's done. That's it. If people like it, email us. Let us know. Do we have any invites? Do you have invites? Let's put that out there. I don't know if I have any invites or not. Do we?
I do. I do have a few. A handful.
A handful?
Literally. Okay. Literally. Yeah.
I will see how many other ones I have, if I have some left. Where do you find that at, by the way?
I have no clue.
Okay, good. Perfect. So we'll hand out none. That's good. Good thinking. Good thinking.
It might be in... Shoot, I don't know. I'm looking around now and I still don't see it.
All right. Well, let's go with this. If we find them and you email us or send us a Twitter, we will get you an invite over if we can find it. If we can't find it, then you're stuck. I'm jumping in my inbox. I've been through my profile. I don't see where the heck I would possibly send an invite from.
Oh, okay. It's in your network. It's in your network.
Your network.
Third link, add and invite friends.
Add and invite friends.
I have 5 invitations. I got 5 open invitations left.
I've got 6. So the first 11 people that get to us, you'll have an invite and a connection to Mento. Be part of our network. We'll start playing with it some more, seeing if it's valuable. We can hook it to Twitter, start dumping links through there. I'd love them to get an RSS feed just so I can have it outputted that way also, or a widget. Have you noticed there's no widgets or anything? There's nothing built around.
Yeah, there's nothing. You just connect with other services and that's it.
Yep, no sidebar widgets, no nothing you can do. Just Facebook, just an app for Facebook. That's it. So
they do have an API, though, so if there's any developers out there who would like to build something on top of it or add some extended functionality.
Well, let's step it up. So when are we doing our next one here? We kept on schedule. We got it in the first 2 weeks. What are we going to do the next one?
We can schedule the next one. When are you free?
Next week. I think we should
step one up to next week.
Let's do the next one right after Memorial Day sometime. We'll push out another one. So next week we'll push out another one, which will be good, because week after that, if everyone checks my Doppler, right, I will be in Ireland for the week at a conference. So I will be gone for a week. So everyone knows, what is it? Which one do you want them to do? Twitter.com/SheGeeks?
Corvita.
Corvita. Twitter.com/Corvita. Twitter.com/IDoNotes. The Social Geek site is only going to have the podcast information. You can find, we bookmark all this stuff out on Digo. We have a group set. See, we're using a different bookmark site for this. Sorry. Sorry, Mento. Apologize in advance. But it'll be out of Digo.
But Mento doesn't have this kind of functionality. Digo does.
Right.
I mean, there's nothing we can do about that.
Right.
Maybe if they integrate it, we might make a switch, maybe.
Yeah, we'll see. We're pretty deep in the other one now, so we'll see. Otherwise,
yeah, we are.
Anything else? Otherwise, we're out of here.
That's it.
All right, everybody.
It's fast, it's sauce dipped, and that's all there is to it.
And we've got 11 invites waiting, so send them on.